Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll move on to Quran chapter 14 to read three verses about Allah, the one who leads people astray, as we continue to investigate the name of Allah Al-Mudil. Amazingly, that even in one chapter, we see a little contradiction, for I can see that Allah is the one who leads people astray, but I can also see that people are leading themselves astray. To get to the point, let's read together what is written in Quran chapter 14 and verse 4. As Allah stated, "And we have not sent any messenger except with the tongue," or we can say with the language, "of his people to show them. So Allah leads astray whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And he is the dear, the wise." We have to understand that Muhammad taught the Muslim believers that every nation in the world has its own prophet. That's why when you count the number of the prophets, there are actually 124,000 prophets, among them 318 messengers. Now, where are these messengers which Allah has sent to the people of the world? With the tongue or the language of the people whom they have been sent to. Because if you study the history of mankind and all the prophets who came to mankind, you will discover there are Hebrews and the false prophet Muhammad. Only two languages. Hebrews, that is the children of Israel, and the Arab prophet Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam. So I do not know where is the evidence of what Allah said in Quran chapter 14 verse 4 to be true. Let me read to you again what Allah said. "And we have not sent any messenger except with the tongue of his people to show them." And we know from Muhammad that there are 124,000 prophets, 318 of them are messengers. So I'm looking for 318 languages in planet Earth to see the fulfillment of that which is written in Quran 14:4. But that's not the issue. That's not the problem of Quran 14:4. The problem is in the second half of that verse. Even though Allah sent all these messengers with the tongue of their people, which is not true, for the purpose to show them, but here is what Allah will do after he sent all these messengers. "So Allah leads astray whom he wills and guides whom he wills." What was the purpose of Allah to send all these hundreds or thousands of messengers? Oh, so they show the people whatever Allah wants them to know. And what Allah will do? Oh, Allah will do his job. And it is, he will lead some to believe in the message of these prophets and the rest to be led astray. And then Allah ended that verse by stating, "And he," that is Allah speaking of himself in the third person, "is the dear, the wise." I do not know what is the wisdom of Allah to lie in the Quran to let me know that there are hundreds of messengers came to this world with hundreds of the languages of their people, when in reality we don't have that at all. And what is the wisdom of Allah to send these messengers so he may lead some to the guidance and others astray? Let's move on to the next verse in Quran chapter 14, the book of Abraham. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 14 and verse 27. For there we read, "Allah will strengthen those who believed with a firm word in the world life and in the hereafter. And Allah leads the unjust astray. And Allah does what he wills." Excuse me, what? Yes, you got it right. Allah has different reaction to the people. The one whom he likes, those whom he guided, he will strengthen them. What about the unjust? Oh, the unjust for sure, they're going to be led astray. Why? Because that is what Allah wants. Why? Because after all, Allah gave his word to the devil years and years ago when that devil refused to worship Adam. And Allah told the devil, I will surely fill hell with all the people who will follow you. And that is exactly why Allah leads so many people astray for the fulfillment of his promise to the devil. So far we know from these two verses that it is Allah who chooses for some people to be guided and for the rest to be led astray. Now how about the following verse? And that is Quran chapter 14 and verse 30. We read a little bit contradictory opinion. Why? Because here Allah said, and they made rivals to Allah to go astray from his way. Say, enjoy. So surely your final place is the fire. Who did what and why? It's very simple. The infidels sin against Allah. The infidels choose to create rivals to Allah so that they can go astray from the way of Allah. Wait a minute. I cannot lead myself astray unless that's exactly what Allah wants for me. Remember, as we shared before, nothing about us, not even our thought, not our words, not our actions, except they have been determined by Allah from the day he put the spirit in the infant inside the mother womb. That is at the age of 120 days. Because before that, there was no life in that thing which was inside the mother's womb. So what do we learn here? We learn here that people can actually send themselves to hell. Yes, indeed, Allah have nothing to do with it. Or Allah would have said clearly, like he said in the previous two verses, that is Quran 14:4 and 14:27. It was very clear. Allah leads astray. Here I see people are doing that to themselves. They are the one who are leading themselves astray. And the final judgment of Allah on those people who led themselves astray is that Allah told them, enjoy. Enjoy what? Enjoy whatever you're doing. Why is that? Because Allah said, so surely your final place is the fire. That is eternity in hell. Let's move on to Quran chapter 16, where we see another contradiction in the Quran concerning, can I pay for my sin and for other people's sin? Or every person is responsible for his or her own sin. Remember now, Muslims reject the idea that Jesus Christ to be the savior of mankind. And one of the reasons, if you ask why, they will tell you, every man pay for his own sin. Nobody can pay for the sins of others. But that's not what we're going to be catching here in the following verses. For example, in Quran chapter 16, verses 24 and 25, we read, and when it is said to them, what do your Lord send down? They said, the legends of the ancients to carry their burdens completely on the resurrection day, and some of the burdens of those whom they misled without knowledge. Is it not evil what they bear? Wow, that's a new ideology. That's a new belief. You see, people made fun of the Quran by answering the question of Allah about what did Allah send? What do you see in the Quran? What do you see in the revelation of Muhammad? And they answered, oh, what we have seen in the Quran is the legends of the ancients. It is a made-up story of the people of the past. So obviously, I could not see anything wrong about their opinions of the Quran in Muhammad's days. Open the Quran and read it. When I say legends, I'm talking about made-up stories which are written in many books outside the Bible and Muhammad copied and pasted in his Quran. Obviously, Muhammad copied many of the stories of the Bible. But I'm talking about, for example, the story of the several slavers, which is copied from the 5th century myth, which was taken from a Greek book, The Glory of the Martyrs. Also in the same chapter, that's Quran chapter 18, we read about the story of the prophet Alexander the Great, which is also copied from Alexander Romance, a 4th century work by Pseudo-Kelsians. So when people were asked, what do you think of the Quran? What do you think of the revelation of Muhammad? They told the truth. It is a foolish counterfeit to the biblical accounts and many of the legends of the ancients. But Allah brings to them the judgment in verse 25 by saying to them to carry their burdens. Oh, what burdens? The punishment for their sins. Not only they will be carrying their own burdens completely on the day of the resurrection, that is the day of judgment. And then Allah added, and some of the burdens of those whom they misled without knowledge.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now we have a problem. If Allah will punish those people because they mislead others, Allah have to punish himself. Why is that? Because it is Allah who mislead people, and Allah is the one who used people to mislead people. So if it was Allah's will for me to lead somebody astray, how in the world do you think I can change it? I can't. Allah chose for me to mislead Mr. Smith and Mr. John, and that is exactly what's going to happen, because it was prescribed from the beginning that I, Usama, will mislead other people. So why in the world does Allah want to punish me by making me carry some of the torment of the people whom I misled? And why not carry all the torment? Why did Allah say some? What about the rest of the burden of the people whom I misled? By the way, here we see that those people were misled without knowledge. Excuse me, how can somebody be misled without knowledge? And can we apply that to Allah's knowledge? Because Allah knows everything, and it is Allah who made me mislead some people to do the wrong things except to do the right thing. So I do not know, where is the excuse that these people did not know? Obviously, everybody will know, especially in the midst or in the end of discovering that they are misled. I like how Allah ended that verse by telling me his judgment to those people of what they have done. You see, it is written, is it not evil what they bear? Is it evil to bear wickedness and the punishment of the sin? So how can Allah put that on people that he may punish them in hell? How can Allah insert wickedness and evil on people? You see, that does not make any sense to us as Christians, because we know God is good. But in Islam, Allah is not good. Allah is evil. Allah is a deceiver. Allah is the one who misleads people astray from the truth. This is a problem itself. If Muslims can just see it and understand what we are talking about. Now, you may think Muhammad are in disagreement with Allah. I believe Muhammad, in the following verse, is more decent than Allah can ever be. Let's look together at verse 37 of Quran chapter 16. And there we read, if you care about their guidance, so surely Allah will not guide whom he leads astray, and they will not have any helpers. Imagine that with me. Allah here is actually speaking to Muhammad. And Allah said to Muhammad, I know you're so much concerned about their guidance. I'm talking about the infidels of Quraysh in Muhammad's days. Muhammad is working so hard and he has so great concern about them being led to the truth of Islam. But Allah is giving Muhammad his own personal opinion. Yes, Muhammad, I know you care about the guidance of these infidels. But listen to me, Muhammad. Listen carefully. So surely, that is not maybe, that is 100% Allah speaking on the behalf of himself. Allah will not guide whom he leads astray. This is a little bit of a problem. Why? Because as we have seen previously, Allah can guide some people and then he misleads them and they will not be guided again. But here we see that Allah will not guide them at all because he already chose to mislead them. End of story. You may think I'm making this up. No. We already talked about that in Quran chapter 9 and verse 115. And let me read it to you again. And it was not of Allah to lead people astray after he had guided them until he showed them what they fear. Surely Allah knows all things. Did you hear what Allah said here? Allah will guide some people and then he will show these people what they fear and then he leads them astray. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a great Allah Muhammad and the Muslim believers worship. He guides people, and before he leads them astray, he will show them the punishment or the judgment of whatever he's going to lead them to. And that is how we know that Allah knows all things. Now, that contradicts what we just have read in Quran chapter 16 and verse 37, where here we see Allah leads people astray, and he will not guide them. He only gives him a chance to know the truth because that will fulfill his desire to take these people from earth to eternity in hell. Here is the word of Allah again. So surely Allah will not guide whom he leads astray and they will not have any helpers. Nobody is going to help the people whom Allah leads astray. Let's take one more verse. And that is Quran chapter 16 and verse 93. Which once again, it shows clearly the will of Allah, the desire of Allah, all the way as we have seen it from the beginning of creation. We actually have a bold statement written before that verse in our translation of the Quran, which states this is a continuing theme that Allah chooses some to be guided and others to go astray. And here is Quran 16:93. And if Allah willed, he could have made you one nation, but he leads astray whom he wills, and he guides whom he wills. And surely you will be asked about what you were doing. I do not know how in the world Muslims can read that and do not see the problem of Islam. It is not Allah's will to make all people believe. That's why Allah did not make people one nation. Excuse me, what nations have to do with believe or not? I mean, think about it. The Jewish nation and the rest of the Gentile nations were led to believe in the truth of Christianity through the love of Christ and the gospel message, God's riches at Christ's expense when Jesus died on the cross. And all nations were given the opportunity to hear the truth of the gospel as Jesus sent his disciples and the followers of his disciples in the Great Commission to all the world. The Bible is very clear. Go to the end of the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we have Christians today in every language and every tongue in all the nations of the earth. But here in the Quran, Allah somehow tie nations with belief, which does not make any sense. Especially when we know today that Muslims are not just Arab. As a matter of fact, there's only 13% of the Muslims who are Arab and 87% are not Arab. So what one nation have to do to be guided or to be led astray? Once again, let's read the verse 16:93. Allah said, so if Allah willed, he could have made you one nation. Who is you? The Arab. How many nations are the Arab? One. What did Allah say? If it is his will, he would have made the Arab one nation. Are you kidding me, Muhammad? You mean you're divided among yourself as one Arab nation to be different nations? That does not make any sense. But move on with the verse. But he leads astray whom he wills, and he guides whom he wills. I'm having a problem. Now the Arab are more than one nation, and Allah did that on purpose so he can lead some people and mislead the rest. What common sense is that? Worse than that, Allah is the one who made some to believe and other not to believe will actually be questioned. Question all those about what they were doing, as stated, and surely you will be asked about what you were doing. Excuse me, Allah. Do you know why I sinned, Allah? Yeah, because you made me sin. Do you know why I was doing everything wrong, Allah? Because you choose not to have me in the nation of those whom you guided to Islam, and you actually chose for me to be led astray in the other nations who did not believe and submit to Islam. How in the world can you expect any person with logic or common sense to believe in Islam, to believe in the God of Islam, Allah, to be a just God, when he sent people astray, and then he will ask them, why did you do what you did? Okay, all what I thought of, and everything I said, and everything I did, is because you, Allah, chose for me to do so. So I don't know what gives Allah the right to judge people about anything they thought of, or they said, or they did, because after all, Allah is the one who misleads these people. He will have no right to question them about anything they said or anything they did, which is displeasing to him, because they just fulfilled his will. After all, he chose for them not to be in the Muslim nation and to be in the lost nation. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.